It'll be back in half an hour and then it stops.
Okay, so it's recording.
Are we doing something else?
I'm sure it's hard.
No.
It could be.
Okay.
It could be what happens is.
This is exactly half an hour.
So we're not learning from the cipher tonight?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, definitely. But that's where it begins. It begins there. It begins. Okay, take a look. Page. Kof Dalad, Kof A. No, we'll start with, we're doing our Asher Yotzer, but I thought I'd give it a bit more information. Take a look. Page Kof A. We're up to Asher Yotzer.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Rafi's coming, or is he?
Yeah, he's saying he's coming. Oh. It's gone. I don't know why he's gone.
Okay. Let's start. Asher Yotzer. Umatchilim in the morning, the first bach you make after Anatil Sodaim, Shabech es Haguf Shekibanu, to praise the gift of the body. The Bichas Hashem Yotzer Shehi Shevach Abuyas Ha'odam B'Chochma Niflo. We praise our Kodesh Baruch Hu for the tremendous wisdom, unbelievable wisdom that there is in the creation of man. Kamosh Shebiya, we'll have a look at the Shulchan Aruch today, Rabbi Yisrael. Barichas Muflo, the tremendous length which is brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Kama chokma yeshboy, how much wisdom there is. Rishaguf alu lihiois choyle masukam. The guf can come out to be never terribly sick, chronically sick. Bechorega im eva echad layamale es tapkit. You know that one little bone goes out of place or something like that, I remember. Once I had just said, until my moans and groans, but I remember once I had at the bottom of the little bone came out of the toe, out of place a bit, like a tiny little bone, as you call the metatarsus, something at the end of the bone, came out about a centimeter, one little bit, and the whole thing goes, you have pain. One little thing goes out of place. HaKadosh Baruch looks out to us so that you won't be sick. And at the end of the Baruch it brings down, the wonder is how a Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps the ruach of a person inside him. Unbelievable. Something which is spiritual, the neshama, is kept in something which is physical. Where's the shidduch? One is physical, one is spiritual. How come they stay together? He heals everybody. Rabbi, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. I want you to have a look. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's unbelievable arichas here. The Shulchan Aruch is not a sefer Musa. Shulchan Aruch is a sefer halachas. And yet look what he brings down and says. He's talking about the Boch al Asher Yotzer. Have a look. You have it, Nochem? He's talking about, what does it mean, Asher Yotzer Sodom B'chochma? Yesh Meforshim. You have the Mechab at the top here? Al Shem Shehaguf Doimel Noid. The body is like a flask. Molei Ruach, full of wind. And there are many holes. There's so many holes in the body as well. They'll come besides. We'll see in a minute. There's a hole in the mouth, hole at the top, hole in the ears. Holes everywhere. The Yesh Meforshim. That's one of the wisdom. One of the Chochma is unbelievable Chochma. All the wind is in there. There are many holes, and yet you keep your breath inside you. How come? How come you don't lose all your breath? The Yesh Meforshim b'Chochma shehiskim is oinosav shel adam. Some people explain this as the Machaber. The word Chochma is he first prepared all the food. That's b'derech chacham eina b'roisha, to see ahead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the food, and then he created man. Meaning, first he created the ability, the refuah, and then the makah afterwards. He created the food, first of all, so the person could survive. And then he created, that's called chachma, to look ahead. U'barabay nekobim nekobim chalulim chalulim, with many holes and many channels. Peirush, what's the gematria of chalulim chalulim, Rabbi Yisrael? Gematria of chalulim. No, Eitan, Gematria of Chalulim.
Page 90?
David, Gematria of Chalulim.
124?
Chalulim, Chalulim?
248. Oh, it's the number of bones. The number of bones.
Oh, the bones inside the body. So it says the Ariza. How many words are there in Asher Yotzer? Then how many words in Asher Yotzer?
45.
Gematria of Adam. 45. This Ariza secrets behind it. There are 45 words inside. Peirush Nekovim Rabin. There are many, many holes. Could go in peh, the mouth, the choitem, the nose, piatabas, the back passage. Began Boraboy Evorim Rabim, and many different limbs, halulim, which have passageways inside them. like the heart and the abdomen and the intestines. If one of them would close up, the mouth, if the mouth, when the baby's inside the mother, the mouth has to close. When he goes out into the world, it must open up. Unbelievable kapela, no? How does a child breathe inside the mother? Through the placenta. The mother gives a breath. If when a child is born, if the mouth would remain closed, the baby couldn't survive. Let me read something out to you. I have a wonderful sefer called Designer World. A friend of mine in Gateshead wrote it. He's a principal of a seminary called Avram Katz. It's a wonderful sefer. Let me describe to you something. I want to read different things to you, which are remarkable things. It talks about childbirth. Listen to this. It's incredible. I read it out to you. Wonder. Listen to this. One of the most well-known and well-documented changes that must take place in the little child is the actual structure of its heart. Every person's heart is in reality two separate pumps. The right side of the heart pumps blood to the lungs, where it takes up the oxygen. This oxygenated blood is taken back to the left side of the heart, where it is pumped to the rest of the body. As can be imagined, the pressure required in the left side of the heart, which has to pump the blood throughout the many miles, 76,000 miles of them, of blood vessels, is very high. The pressure on the left-hand side is very high, much higher than the pressure on the right-hand side, which only has to pump the blood to the lungs. So you have the left side, which has tremendous pressure, and the right side has no pressure. This difference in pressure is maintained by keeping the two sides of the heart separate. There's a partition in between. My son told me of a chavusa of his, where there's a problem in that partition of one of the baby. The baby can't breathe properly. The partition isn't separated between the right side and left side. Let's go to America with a child, never a newly born child. If there would be any hole or perforation between the two, the pressure would be equalized with very unhappy results. Before it is born, the baby receives oxygenated blood from the placenta of the mother, and there is no need for the heart to pump blood to the lungs with oxygen. The pressure in the two sides of the heart can be equal, and they are. The pressure on the two sides is equal. You don't need the left side to pump more. This equality, listen to this, Rabbi, is possible because of a small vessel called the ductus arteriosus, which joins the two sides. The two sides are joined together. Immediately after the birth, the little vessel will spell disaster if it remained open. It must disappear and fast. This duct must close. If it doesn't close, then there'll be no left side won't work faster than the right side. It does, however, but it remains a mystery. The learned books are quite frank. The mechanism responsible for the obliteration of the ductus arteriosus is incompletely understood. I like that phrase. Something tells this little vessel to destroy itself and it obeys. In other words, it removes it. Otherwise, the baby wouldn't be able to breathe. The blood would be the same side. So the vessel removes, and therefore the left side is stronger than the right side. For some reason, that valve disappears. Within minutes, it has closed, and soon after, it disappears entirely. Let me just read you a little bit more. You will notice that the book makes mention that other mysterious miracles happen. The first breath. The unborn child does not have it to breathe. All the oxygen it requires comes through the lifeline. Its lungs are filled with fluid and lie unused, but ready waiting for birth and use. Immediately after the birth, so the lungs are full of liquid until the child is born. An amazing chain of events must be initiated. The baby must open its mouth and inhale a good mouth of air, like this. And the fluid in its lungs must suddenly, but the lungs are full of liquid, but the fluid must disappear somehow, and it remains the happiest sound known to mankind. The baby is signaling to cry, and when the baby cries, that's the baby is okay. With the first grasp, the fluid filling the lungs is driven into the expanding little brain. With the first grasp of the child, and the first gasp of the child, the liquid goes into the sides of the lungs, where it is absorbed into the system. Within 15 minutes of birth, the fluid which threatened the very survival of the child has disappeared, and all the thousands of branches in the lungs have been filled with life-giving air. Another miracle has been achieved. Hundreds, if not thousands, of details exist in the development of the baby, of which we are unaware, and therefore perhaps unappreciative. One detail, listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Between the 20th and the 24th week of pregnancy, a special substance is secreted into the growing lungs. The mother secretes in the 20th week a liquid inside the lungs of the baby. This substance spreads over the surface of the tiny branches and the effect of reducing their surface tension. Before birth, this is of no value to the child whatsoever. but it's a vital concern as soon as the child needs to breathe. About a second after it enters the world, this liquid acts like a litmus paper. It dries up all the liquid inside the baby. Lung expansion is greatly improved, making breathing unbelievable. The 20th week, it goes into the lungs, and that dries up all the liquid, and the lung, and the child breathes, and that's a beautiful thing. If one of these things would be open, we should be closed. It could be also a miracle also that his holes would block up and he would die. When you pass that limit, the person couldn't use the bathroom. Maybe that was what happened with Abimelech, no? With Sarah. When he tried to approach to entice Sarah, so all his no one could use the bathroom at all. That was a tremendous pain that Abimelech had, remember? When he comes out, suppose he would open too much, and the bowels would open too much, the person couldn't survive. Also, they open too much, they close too much, or they open too much, the person couldn't survive. One of the greatest miracles is that Kodesh Baruch allows you to be able to secrete all the dirt in your body. But if you would stay inside the body, your person would die. Has to secrete. A person is full of holes like a flask with much wind inside. If you make one hole, all the wind goes out, but it doesn't. But there are many holes inside the man, and the ruach stays inside. A person selects all the food. What's sent out is secreted by the bathroom, and what's kept inside the body is kept there. You have to say Asher Yotze with great kavana. Tremendous kavana. Unbelievable. Stand still. Nowadays it's much easier because they have this carton, and most places have this, you can read it out. Yes. I remember once reading a beautiful Shaila from Yitzhak Zilberstein, Shlita, that there was a koilel in a certain room, and next to the koilel was a bathroom. And one of them used to come out of the bathroom and announce very loud Asher Yotze, and say, Asher Yotze is all that everybody's learning. And he went out, Chalulim Chalim Bushata, disturbed everybody in koilel. So they said, what do we do? Can we tell him to stop or not? So he looked at the shuas, I think it's one that we showed him, called Min HaShemayim. Asher Yotze is like a goymel, benching goymel. If a person realized the nisim that would happen when you use the bathroom, would send a message to all your family and say, look, Baruch Hashem, everything worked out okay. It's like goymel.
So it's not a beautiful shiva.
You do it every day.
It's like bench goymel. And therefore, a person, because he said, I can't stop him from saying it aloud. Maybe say it a bit quieter, but you can imagine people say it out aloud. From Persia, Halulim, Halulim. Everyone is learning and he's screaming out his Baruch Hashem.
It's a big theoretically. I mean, I'm not saying We can't, but you could say throughout the day, breathing constantly, you're sneezing, you're having these miracles happen. It just happens that they attached it to
Right. Mm-hmm. In reality, if you think about it, Asher Yotze is really going into the function of all the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mention here about the bathroom, does it? Very little mentions here about the bathroom. I saw, actually, in the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, out of Ne'imos, he doesn't go into the details about using the bathroom. But it's obvious he's talking about that. It mentions a little bit, Besoilos. Really, it's going about all the functions of all the body, everything which goes on inside the body, the breathing, the seeing, everything.
The things, if these channels don't work properly, it's all very painful.
Very painful.
Very painful. You can be in the, you know, the doing what number ones or number twos. If the things aren't, working, you really don't want to. That's why it's important to say, thank Hashem, every
so
day.
Isn't the real problem with the loud Asher Yetzer guys who are still in the bathroom hearing the that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Well, forgive me for going off. Because you just say that, there are a number of schools where you can hear the Chaz and Davening while you're in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's true. But I said, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah here at the bottom. Let's do it. Chalulim peyush evarim chalulim. It means bones which have hollow. You don't say chalulim. It's not chalulim. Chalul is an empty area.
A corpse.
A halal is a corpse, yes.
Yeah, halal is a corpse. Yeah.
It's a corpse. But halal, shah, it's not talking about a bria. It's talking about chalulim. Chalulim means hollow. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Some people say yisase mechem, but we don't. Rashi arif im yiposach, you say im posach. You don't say yisase mechem. No, what do we say?
No, you do say.
No, 1 second. No. First of all, you say Pesach. Yes. I think of the Kosa, there are three versions. As you can have the bathroom of the Kosa, there are three versions. I think this Nusach Eshkenaz of the Sfar, I think also has the Edom Mizrach, I think as well. Yes. Now that's already a problem. Do you say Shah Achas? The Koshelo, the Odom Soise, but the person can close his mouth for a certain amount of time. We don't say Afilu Shah Achas. We don't say Isasimah, because Lamais is not true. You could close your eyes, you could close your mouth. You could close your ears for a certain amount of time. So we don't, some people don't say Afilu Shah Achas. I don't think we say it at the moment. It's nothing like Gilsa. E Epsha, you don't, he says E Epsha. Ki Hamila Nigzeres Mela Ayin, Kosov Bebem. Ubashari Chuba Miyashe, but we do say it. We say it with the Chir, E Epsha. E Epsha is Ayin, Kemoy E Kovoy. Perishashi Sham Kabanasaka, Ein Kovoy, E. Waife Choyle, we don't say Waife, we say Waife Chol Bosso. Vatas Kosov Dushne Gilsa, Sein Lachonis, Vachalila Kab. Nova Ruchni, this is an incredible thing. Look at this last one, number four. But Kavanas Kosov, the Hanashama Nenis, it's interesting, unbelievable thing what the Ramah is saying. The Neshama lives from the physical food. How come the Neshama, if a person doesn't eat, the Neshama leaves? But the Neshama doesn't need food. Neshama is something spiritual. But the connection of the Neshama to the Guf is by food. That's how it stays inside. That's why they say, my boy, say that the food you eat is mazon gashmi, and the bracha that you make is mazon ruchni. That's what they say. In other words, the bracha that you make is food for the neshama. But in reality, the neshama depends on the food which you eat, and that's the pen. That's what the Ramah is saying. Take a look at the next side, my boy. I took it out of the Siddur HaGor. Take a look at the Gor, Avnei Elio. Some of the points we've mentioned already, but it's interesting what he says. Umafli lasais, sheyesh pliya ba'adam. It's a wonder. Shaharei haneshama einat tzuricha le'achol, ela haguf. The guf needs to eat, not the neshama. What difference does it make to neshama shaguf eino oichel? Ela shakadosh baruch hu zivgam biyachad. Unbelievable shidduch hakadosh baruch hu made. The neshama is together with the guf, and it depends on the food. And the food that you eat will keep the neshama inside your guf. Unbelievable. Tell her that, no? The neshama is wuchni. If you don't eat properly, then the neshama will...
There's an old saying, getting something to eat, is get something to keep body and soul together.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old...
keep body and soul together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Look at the next side. This is the beautiful Chebas HaBobas. You probably know it, but let's look at it. Umafri La'asos. Dagam Sha'al Pi Mishta HaTeva Yesh Minei Chaloim She'ein Lehem Ufua Klam. Unfortunately, there were certain, according to the laws of nature, there's no refuah for certain illnesses. Achu yisbarach wefe kol basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of healing any illness whatsoever. Ve'ein lispale al koicha. Don't be amazed at his koich lamala me'atev, above the teva. Sha'ra yoyse mizeh hu mafli. It's mafli lasa, it's a pele, it's a wonder. How come everything, how can you can carry on? She'osa kol basar uborum. He created everybody. She'esh lo koich v'fusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a koich v'fusa. Any single machlev at all. Any machlev at all can be cured. He created it, and therefore he created the poor. Now look at this Chaybas HaBavas. It's a beautiful lotion here. It's a tremendous musa, but it's worth looking at it if you've seen it before. From Chaybas HaBavas, Shah HaBechina. Omer ki achas me'asibas asher roiv b'nei odom eilehem ha'egesh. One of the reasons why people don't have any feeling or sensitivity towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 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 because you grew up with all these wonderful things. Every day you have all these things all the time. It's so routine, it's so regular for you. You're not sensitive to it. Ad sheshavu etzlam v'gilas v'yudu. It's so regular. Of course I use the bathroom. I should use the kiloheim atzmius lohem. It's they themselves. It's me, myself, who makes it. It's my body which makes it work. And it's me. The fact that I can eat and digest my food, but why shouldn't I be able to? When they think a bit, you think a bit, suddenly, like reject all the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't think about even thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at this marshal he brings, a beautiful marshal. It's compared to a child, which a very kind benefactor found a child in a field, in the desert. He found a child in the desert. He had great mercy on him. He took him home and adopted the child. He looked after him and grew him up. He dressed him, he clothed him, and he gave everything the child needed. He adopted the child who'd find by the wayside. Until he realized all the good that has been done. After a long time, this child was growing up in the house of this great benefactor. The kind benefactor found somebody else. That he was fell into trouble with his enemy, and the man was suffering tremendously, and he was starving. And he decided, this benefactor, I'll take him in as well. And he took him in as well to the house as well. And he redeemed him from the enemy, and he took him in. Until the creditor decided to say, I'll let him off, and you can take him, look after him yourself. He took him into his home. And he gave him a little bit of what the child has given. And the person who was brought in when he was a much older person, he recognized the good that he had been done by the benefactor, much more than the child. Because look what he came up tremendous tzar and slavery and punishment and persecution. And he recognized very much better than the child did. Much more than the tinner. He never realized to appreciate. But the miser, he had received much more from the benefactor than the person had received. Because he'd be used to it from his childhood. And now here we come the musa. Here's the nimshal. The zois iskilu chazal beruach kodshem betiknu labayich. And that's why we said last week you have to make 18 brachas. 18 brachas, we said every, that's a number vertebrae in the back, 18 parts which you have to say every single morning. Please do not get used to and routine. Don't think that everything has to be. Say the brachas aloud, say them slowly. If you have someone to say amen to, it's even better. Rak yeda kihein rak mechaste Hashem. Yosim zoysa liba, b'chol ha-bochas, k'ma b'bichas ha-machzit n'shamas tibko ha-meisim. When you say Elokai, you know what you should think? Ki kama anoshim shochwa, how many people went to bed last night and they never woke up in the morning? B'bichas ha-toyro shalo osani goyd, yosim el liba, goyd el chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity to open my eyes with toyro. K'mo ikeim b'bichas pokeach ibim, I can see, yachshob goyd el chesed, alin uriyas einayim. I'm standing at a bus stop this morning. This afternoon, coming back from yeshiva, never heard a young man, a blind man with a stick, walking, hobbling along. Such a tragedy. Couldn't see a word, couldn't see a thing, never. Knocking with a stick everywhere. Suddenly realized, you know, Big Demir, I think, used to say, was an issue. If you see a blind man, you should turn and say, Mizma de Seidel. He said that you can see. You realize what a person goes to become a mitzvah, who asum, how much the blind man suffers. Every minute you can see everything. How many people have weak eyes and they can't see properly? You know, Rabbi, I have to tell you, Matir Asurim, the Abu Tram has a beautiful pshat on this. I'm not in prison. Matir Asurim releases the bonds. Since when am I? I'm not in prison. What am I tied up with? So the Abu Dram says it means lo alein, like somebody, a child with disabilities. He can't run. He can't talk. An autistic child, for example, he can't speak. He can't. He's bound up. He's tied up. He can't jump. He can't run. He can't smile. He can't talk. That's called a person asurim. So the fact that everything works inside you—you know, you can talk, you can run, you can sing, you can shout, you can scream, you can do things—that's called matter. Releases the bonds that everything which inside me I can work. They can work. They work. So I can stand up straight. So you can move all your bones. Do whatever you want. You can run, you can walk, you can slouch, whatever you want. And go wherever you want. All of a sudden, people can become paralyzed. Shabbat means they can't walk properly. I have clothes on my back. I have clothes to wear, not just underclothes, but I have clothes. I can walk around like a mensch. Supposing I would have no clothes at all. Someone came and dressed you, no? Someone gave you clothing. You start walking around and walk wherever you want. Nothing had to be. Nothing has to be. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, you're not mechuyev to give me anything at all. You're not mechuyev to. You're not bound to give me anything at all. In fact, whatever you do give me is your kindness. Hello, teva ha'ofav achol laredes. Beautiful point at the end. It's the nature of dust and sand to go down. The matter min ha'aretz. Teva ha'mayim, and the mayim covers everything. He made the earth go on the water. In other words, the fact that we can survive on the water, underneath is the water. Everything survives like that. Beautiful point here. That's what I want you to see. Let me just read out to you maybe one or two other. How much time do we have left? 10 minutes. You know, if we have a minute, maybe one day we'll do some of this. Let me read out to you Gemara in Baba Basra. Anybody learn Baba Basra? You learn Daf Yomi?
Yeah.
Do you have a Gemara Baba Basra?
Yeah, I got it right.
It's a beautiful discussion of Eov with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have you seen those Gemaras? Eov complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he have such sorrows? It's a beautiful Gemara, it's the beginning of Baba Basra. It's attached to these points. It's a little bit Musa, but it's a beautiful point. To realize the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rova. Eov was angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu angered him back. He complained to Hashem with a storm, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back with a storm, with anger. Eov said as follows, Ribbono shel Olam, Shema Ruach Sa'ara Ova. Maybe a wind has come up in front of you in Shemaim. The Nisnaf Lacha Bein Eov L'Oyev. Maybe the Yod is put in the wrong place. You read me as Oyev. I'm not Oyev, I'm Eov. You spelt me wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You put the Yod after the Vav, but the Yod should be the Vav. I'm Eov, I'm not Oyev, I'm not your enemy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him and said, really, you think that's the case? Listen to these answers. Omalo, do you know something, Eov? Habe nimim borosa ba'adam. I made many, many hairs on a human being. V'chol nima v'nima borosi log. And every single hair has a root in it. Bifnei atzma. It's special, it refers on the head. In other words, every hair on the head goes down to one root. Shelo yushtayim yon. You never have two hairs coming from the same root on the head. She'ilmole shtayim yon. Because if two hairs would come out from one root, mashrichos, your head will become, the pressure on the head will be enormous. I never made a mistake between one hair and another hair. I made a mistake. I switched around. I wonder if that's the reason why, by somewhere, we get bald on the head. No. Is that the reason why we lose the hair on the head?
Why is that?
Is that the reason why? Because of the pressure on the head? I don't know. The rest of the, you don't lose the head on the rest of the body, the head. There's a pressure. Interesting.
That's not the most aversion.
I don't know, but it's the pressure on the, if the pressure on the head will be too much, that's why you lose the hair. I swear. I don't know. That's why people lose the hair. Why should you lose the hair? Not in the back, but on the top, where the brain is. I don't know. Habetipim Borasi, I created many drops of rain, the Avim in the clouds. And every single drop falls by itself. You don't have two drops colliding. If two drops would collide together, the world would have a deluge of water, the world would be flooded over. In other words, the atomic reaction would have been, it's too much water would come out, and therefore the world would be completely flooded. You think I made a mistake between one drop and another drop? Now the last two babayish are very beautiful. Omar Rova, the Yaseh Talek Beis Hosayim, he says like this. I'll spell it out to you. There are two animals which have tremendous problem giving birth. One is a mountain goat and one is a deer. So Eov complained, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Eov, you know something, when a mountain goat, she's very cruel to her child. So when she comes to give birth, she stands on a cliff and throws off the baby down the cliff. She doesn't want the baby. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the Mara says, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends along an eagle, picks up the baby and puts it in front of the goat, and then she nurses the child. Otherwise, she will throw the child away. So that second, when it's giving birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the eagle to come at a specific time so that they pick up the baby when it's born and give it to the mother. Otherwise, the mother would just throw away the child. And evidently, a deer, her womb is too closed in to give birth. It's too tight. So at the time of birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a snake and it bites the womb of the deer and it opens up on a shock and the deer is born. It's interesting, the Maharshal brings down, both of these are strange, why an eagle would normally eat up the goat, and a snake would poison it, but it doesn't at these times, Pele of the beer, Well, that's the point we have to understand, unbelievable. And then another point he brings down as well, every time he complains to me, think I made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake in the creation. Everything is time to precision and accuracy. Everything at its right time. He talks about thunderbolts. When thunderbolts come out, they never collide. I made many thunderbolts. And every thunderbolt has a path by itself. If they ever collided, the world would be destroyed because of the noise. You couldn't take the noise of destruction. These are things, unbelievable precision in the Bria. That's what you see as well. Incredible precision. That's why you have to say Asher Yotzer with great kavod. Everything which happens to the Guf is all in his design. Unbelievable design. Incredible chokhmah. And therefore to say the Baruch with kavod, what we mentioned last week, Rabbi Yisai, the word Baruch, we explain from the Rashba, means an expression of Vibri, more. So we don't just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also express that he should give more, he should continue maintaining the body. The Shem Havaya, there are three names of Hashem Havaya, which we said last week. The first name of Havaya is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we don't understand. Elokeinu is the design, that Melech Olam is the rest of the world. By when you make the bracha, Elok Hashem, I don't understand the Kodesh Baruch. It's beyond my understanding how the body works. Elokeinu, we mentioned, is the precision of Hashkocha Pratis for every single person. And Melech Olam is the supply for the whole world. We should say this bracha with Kavanah Abayisim, if we can. Okay, if you have a chance to look at this book anytime, let's go to look at the book. Next week we'll go on to Lakai Neshama. I'm sorry it's a bit rushed, but I'm concerned I should at least get as much information as I can.
I'm sorry. There we go.